call the show.
I almost pooped my pants this morning, and I really don't dislike, Tiny Tim.
402-466-3776.
I should say up front, I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know, probably like 4 times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. No more.
Welcome back into Gregathan Hooks and Hugh today, hanging out with us. A few more minutes left in the show. Willie J, you didn't play that for a specific reason, like doing other people's dirty work, did you?
Just a damn good song.
All right, just making sure you weren't throwing something at somebody's way or something. So welcome back in. I don't know why I went with that, but whatever. Happy Friday out there. Hope you guys are having a great morning. We're getting you to lunch as quick as possible and getting Dr. Dane Todd back to dad duty on a weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
Netflix, right?
Netflix is dad.
Netflix is dad. And it doesn't matter. If you're like me, when I have the kids by myself, it is a barter system.
Yes, it is.
It's this for that.
Yep.
And it is pretty much whatever. What are you hungry for? Mm-hmm. I want waffles for dinner. Perfect.
Done.
I'll take cereal. Perfect.
Even better.
And if you can don't spill the milk, you get a snack.
Oh, crushing it! Crushing it! If you keep that milk glass up, baby, that's it. That's it, man.
Let me tell you this story the other day. So I'm upstairs, and I was down and out for a couple of days, but I wasn't feeling great. So the other night, and I'm a sick guy. When I'm sick, I don't want to be babied. I don't want to be touched. I want to be left alone. I'm upstairs. I'm gonna get your both you guys on this. What your reaction would be. I'm upstairs. I'm watching the Huskers play Penn State, kind of in my chair that we have up in our bedroom watching the game.
So you're already in a bad mood.
I'm already in a bad mood. I'm barely watched. Whatever. So my four-year-old comes up. It's about bedtime. He's starting to lay down. And usually he comes up and hangs out in our room a little bit before we put him to bed. And I'm kind of halfway out of it, and things are going okay. But it's always the situation where one more thing happens. So my wife keeps a glass of water, and it's got about this much water in it left. He takes it. You're just oh my God, we're 30 minutes away from going to bed. Everything is awesome. Next thing I know, he goes, oh no. Goes to drink the water, and it's all over himself, all over the bed, which was just made with new sheets. What is the dad reaction to that all of a sudden at 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah, that gets a buddy. What are you doing? You got to be more careful.
Yeah, you try that, but it's
try to be as calm as I possibly can it. When in reality, I'm sitting there going, oh, no.
I was not. Next thing I know, at 8 o'clock at night, we're tearing the sheets off. Tanner takes off and runs because he sees me get up. He's like, buddy, you need to vacate the premises right now. I didn't mean, but I'm just leave. So that's
and that happens.
It happens.
That's what happens. And that reaction happens too.
It does.
That's what you try to do.
You try your best.
Hey man, timing, gotta do better.
Everything. Timing was this.
Timing's everything. Oh, yeah, that's man. Right. Hey, if parenting were easy, everybody.
Right.
Everybody had 100 kids.
It's like Nebraska. It's not for everyone.
Right.
Okay. So
too expensive to have 100 kids.
Oh, Gordon.
Speaking of timing, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon down at Pinnacle Bank Arena, your Nebraska Cornhuskers will take on the number 15 Purdue Boilermakers at PBA. Here's my question on this. Obviously, we can break this thing down. It's going to be a tough sled for Nebraska to get to Purdue. They did hang with Purdue for a half at Purdue. Pinnacle Bank, hopefully you are not in the camp of not going. Brave the weather if you have to. Get down there. Support the kids, by the way. You've got seniors down there, maybe some that are maybe thinking about whatever. They've got 4, maybe 5 games left, depending on what we do in the Big Ten tournament. Support the kids. Get down there. Use your sheets. Fill PBA. I think they deserve that going forward. But if you're looking at this, they've got a tall task. If you look at all the bracketology now, they're saying, got to go 4-0 now. Got to get 1, maybe 2 wins. You need a 5 or 6 game winning streak now to get into the NCAA tournament, and even maybe a chance to get into the NIT right now, by the way. It's very slim if you're looking at it from a prediction standpoint for Nebraska. For the seniors and for that team, Dane, you went through some of these seasons at Nebraska with motivation. What and where do you find that from, especially from your seniors who had this high expectations for a group You played football in Nebraska where expectations are through the roof a lot when you come into seasons. What's that like? Like, what do you think these guys are feeling? Knowing that, one, this is one of the only two times left that they're going to grace the floor at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Right. It's hard, right? And everybody's got their own, even if they're not verbalizing it, their internal monologue is telling them what to do on it. The seniors, and as you're up there, you assume that those guys are really fighting hard and really wanting to take one final run at the thing. I'll be real honest with you, though. There are likely guys who in the back of their mind are just ready for the season to be over.
Just let me finish.
And they may not be seniors. They may be, you know, true freshmen who aren't even playing, right? But there will be definitely guys who there's almost a bit of relief at the end if they don't make the additional games or don't, and then the pressure is truly off on trying to win, where it's almost like let's close the door on this season and move on to the next. And it's reality. It's a reality in sports and in team sports. Not everybody can be completely dialed in, you know, together. But you know, I just like you said, I think those seniors are going to be trying really hard. I all the underclassmen, especially ones who are playing, are going to be, you know, doing everything they can to win and keep playing, but it gets tough at the end.
It does. I went through it in some seasons playing college baseball where it's like you get to the end, it's like we're going nowhere. We have a chance, but most likely we're not. Like, it was hard sometimes to find that internal motivation to go to the mound and throw fastballs.
But here's one thing, though, too, and I think you know, most of us in this room are wired this way, that I believe when expectations are no longer achievable, there's a thing that separates those real folks that are competitors from the ones that aren't, and it's called pride. And I know, looking around this room, I think the three of us that, you know, in the middle of seasons that didn't go our way, that we are still wired to, you know, I'm going to go out there because it still matters to me. You know, I take my love of this sport enough that I'm going to go out there and still perform my best. Now, while I'm not a bracketologist, I still think, just based upon how our schedule looks this year, that if they go out and they can win at least a couple of the remaining games, two of these four, and then they go and win two in the tournament, that puts them at 19 wins. Where a lot of those wins are solid. I know a lot of it's going to depend on where they fall in the standings. Now, for the NIT, which I know is kind of a taboo word based upon expectations, you've got to be 500. You really do. And if you do the math on remaining games, if we go out and win just two more games, whether it be against Iowa and one in the tournament, you're going to be a 500 team. And that NIT committee, they know what we have and what the expectations were, but they also look and they can see that Nebraska is top 10 in attendance this year. You know, that's going to bring in some money. Yep. So I think they at least make that.
Thanks, everyone. Hey, a couple things to let you know on the way out. Zion Williams will not play Saturday against Syracuse, for the Duke fans out there wondering. Also, breaking news, something in the NFL, which is crazy. It is being reported out of Miami. Owner Robert Kraft arrested in Jupiter in a sexting operation, along with many others.
Ooh.
Developing story from the Patriots.
Oh, wow.
Everyone, thanks for listening. Greg, get to the hooks. Have a great weekend. Go Big Red.